You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Volume.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hi, everybody, and welcome in to the Wednesday morning podcast. Super fun guest, Chandler Parsons, longtime NBA guy who should go into broadcasting, is going to be joining me for great storyteller for a lot of different discussions today about the NBA playoffs. And I want to start with there because the ratings for the first round were an 11-year ratings high. Oh, my. Oh, my, arch conservatives, alt-right conservatives, what are they to do? The narrative has been punctured. I would argue the NBA actually succeeds sometimes despite itself. I want to give you an example. In hockey, you get a lot of upsets for the playoffs because 8 seeds can beat a 1 seed, right? Because it's all about the hot goalie. In college basketball, the number 1 seeds only win 63% of the time. Did you know that? Since they expanded to 68 teams. In the NFL, number 1 Tennessee Titans, number 1 Packers couldn't win a single game this year. But in the NBA, in league history, the top 4 seeds, the 1 and the 2 in the East and the West, win 89% of the time. And yet, ratings continue to be strong. There's no upsets. There's virtually no upsets. The opposite of every other sport. Think about that. College football's ratings have been down in recent years because it's too dominated by the SEC. NBA's ratings up 11%. We know Milwaukee and Phoenix probably get there. In fact, the lowest seeded NBA team to ever win the finals, this is kind of funny, was the 94-95 Houston Rockets. They were a six seed. They had Drexler and Olajuwon. Not exactly a Cinderella story. And they were champs the year before. So despite the fact the NBA, and I've been banging on this for years, they need to make first round series, three games, at most five. Their ratings are up, incredibly dynamic, and unlike every other professional and college league in America, there are no upsets. The favorites overwhelmingly dominate. 89% of the time, number one and two seeds win. That tells me the NBA would be even more successful with just a couple of playoff tweaks. Tweaks, not massive changes. Sometimes we fear something that's actually our friend. For instance, when you ask people what they're most fearful of, it's public speaking and flying. But studies show that planes are 19 times safer than driving a car. How about that? Think about that. But yet, we're terrified about getting on a plane. I couldn't even tell you the last major U.S. carrier with an air disaster. When people are fearful of the transfer portal, I saw Dick Vitale the other day railing at the transfer portal. My takeaway was, what you should fear is if you couldn't transfer. I mean, can you imagine if you hired a basketball or football coach at an Oklahoma, Kansas, North Carolina, Duke, and he didn't leave? If coaches made it difficult on the administration to get rid of him instead of occasionally bailing before we want them to? The transfer portal, first, very few kids are actually transferring. But think about your own kids. What if they couldn't transfer? Studies show in 2014, the more young people switched careers early in their lives, the more money they made later because they found a better fit. The reason that college football and basketball can be a dynamic springboard to the NFL and NBA is because kids can bounce around and find the perfect coach and the perfect setting and the perfect scheme for their talent. We should fear trapping players and trapping coaches. I mean, isn't college football better with Lincoln Riley at USC? Oklahoma will get Brett Venables. He'll be fine. Isn't college football better when Brian Kelly hands a momentum program like Notre Dame to a top assistant and he takes over at LSU? Great coach, great school. The bottom line, mobility is what drives our economy. It makes people more money. It gives players better opportunities to succeed. Sports are best when the fit is right. Dick Vitale and others who are fearful of the transfer portal. No, I'm fearful that players and coaches would get stuck and trapped with bad schemes and bad fits. So I see a judge has ruled in favor of ending the mask mandate on planes. Now, you could still wear a mask on planes, or you could not wear it. You have the option now, where before you did not. One of the things over the last 2 years that COVID has illustrated is that a lot of people couldn't handle change. Conservatives, Republicans struggled being forced to wear a thin mask during the pandemic. And now Democrats are overwhelmingly struggling with my ability not to wear one on a plane. You can still wear one. There's something called the horseshoe theory, where people that are at the opposite ends of the spectrum eventually meet at the bottom. And they're both extremists. It's like the atheist and the hard, extreme, orthodox religious person both become extremists. They both become the same thing with just different ideals. When I look at all of this COVID discussion and angst. The alt-right and the zany Hollywood left have become part of the crazy party. It was okay to wear them early. It wasn't that disruptive to our lives. We didn't know what the hell sort of tsunami this was. And it's okay now for us to have a choice on planes. Reasonable people can deal with change. It is kind of shocking to me how many people on both sides of the political spectrum can't. Rigidity exists clearly in both political parties. Look it up, the horseshoe theory. Extremists, left or right, are extremists. All right, Chandler Parsons, 9-year NBA vet. I brought him on FS1 The Herd about a month or two ago. He was great. And so we said, you know, let's go to the podcast space, because then you can just swear and stuff, and it's way, way better. You can be really authentic. So, by the way, you're retired. Don't you live in Malibu, you told me?
I do. Yeah, I'm out here full time pretty much.
So what did you do today? Your life.
Today I played a quick 18 at 8 a.m. this morning at Sherwood, which is the club that I belong to. Yeah. Came back to the house, took a little walk on the beach with the dogs, and you know what? The big German, actually Dirk, is coming over tomorrow night. So I got a whole little pickleball, little chef night tomorrow night with Dirk and his wife coming over.
You're living a freaking dream. Can I throw a theory at you?
What's that?
I'm going to throw a theory at you. And it doesn't have to be right, but this is what podcasting's about. So when an international player has a different journey than a domestic player, I mean, you're a great high schooler. You go to Florida. You go to the March Madness. You end up in the NBA. European players in an academy, they don't have like the college system. It's more skill-based early. And they are now MVP, MVP, MVP international players. So if you look at the history of international players who have been the best player on their team for championship teams or in that space, Embiid, joyful, verbal, Giannis, playful, fun, Akeem. Many of the great international players, when they come to our game domestically, the ones that really succeed are not just great players. They're great leaders. They inspire. They galvanize. Now, Jokic is different. He's moodier. He's more insular. When I watch them, Chandler, as an international player, because I've always felt international players, it takes a special kind of guy to go to another country, to come into this space, be the best player, and be totally comfortable leading American players and being the guy.
Right.
And with Jokic, I'm not saying he can't be, but I watch Denver. I never feel they're cohesive, ever. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I watch Jokic. He's moodier. He's more insular. He's not as verbal. He pays more attention to refs than teammates at times. And I think to myself, it's not that he's not great, but in your experience with international players, does my theory make any sense that it takes the ones that really succeed, like Tim Duncan,
right.
they embrace the system and they have the personality to make it work.
Yeah. You know, I just think it takes them a lot longer to adapt. You know what I mean? Like then in their eyes, they're visiting, you know, they're on a, it's like a constant road game almost for them until you start getting the clout now, like a Luka or like a, you know, these guys that are more charismatic, they're more outgoing. Dirk wasn't the most outspoken star ever towards really the end, if at all, because I think it was just kind of took a adjustment period for those guys to get used to playing in the States. They almost, like I said, they almost felt like a visitor in a way where they're coming and they're playing against majority of American guys that are from those cities that we're playing in. And it's almost like you somewhat feel like an outcast when you're coming here. Like I played in France when I was drafted and I was an NBA draft pick playing in Cholet, France. I knew nobody. I felt alone. I felt like I didn't want to step on anybody's toes because I was I was on their turf. So it definitely makes sense. I think obviously the more success you have and the earlier you have it, I think you're able to kind of get over that. And obviously it has a lot to do with your personality, but I definitely can see your point on that.
Yeah, it's just Denver just gets unraveled. It is. I said this today in The Herd, is that the younger a crowd is, the louder it is, because young people, They'll stay out later. They'll drink more. They'll be more obnoxious. Let's be honest. At 28, I stood the whole game. At 58, get the hell, sit down.
Yeah.
I'm tired, right?
Yeah.
Golden State, because they have so much wealth in Silicon Valley, many of the best seats are owned by 27-year-old kids.
It's true. It's all like the young, rich tech kids that are there getting hammered, screaming.
So when I watch them play, Chandler, I'm like, this place is the loudest place I've ever seen in the NBA. I'm not kidding. Doesn't it look? Now you tell me your experience there.
No, I mean it's true. Like you have a good point there as well. Like it's expensive too. So you would think most cities, like the young kids can't afford that. But there's a lot of money there. There's a lot of youth. A lot of those kids are going out after the games. They're almost using the game using the game as a pregame. They're having drinks, and it's a tough place to play. And that, especially with that team too, like they fuel off their crowd too. So it's not like one of these cities where like, you know, Oklahoma City can get loud back and they were there good, but there's not really anything to do after the game. San Francisco, it's like a pregame spot is the game and they're rowdy.
Yeah. I want to ask you about the Warriors for a second. So Jordan Poole has really emerged as a great player. And I mean, he was 28th pick. I mean, Chandler, a lot of people early were like, he's not great. Like there were a lot of people that just didn't buy it. Apparently just works his ass off. He's your classic Warrior, draft develop. And now you've got Steph, Clay, Poole, Draymond is their big, he's small, Andrew Wiggins. So the last few years when you face this small ball, I watched them the other night and I'm like, Denver looked like they had tall buildings against like condo complexes. I mean, Golden State's so small, but they call it the death lineup. What was it like to face it? I mean, tell me the challenges.
Yeah. Well, defensively, it makes it easier for them too, because they're switching 1 through 5, right? They're getting out in transition. They're all shooting the three except for Draymond pretty much. And they're all interchangeable. So that offense is tough. They all can drive the basketball. They all get out. They all can shoot. They all can handle. There's not really a true big on the floor. And Jordan Poole, you got to give a lot of credit to. To me, he's the most improved player in the league. The guy was in the G League last year, and now he's putting up 30 in the playoff games. And he's having fun, man. Like he's fueling off the young crowd you're talking about. He's talking shit. He's doing things well beyond his years. And I mean, look, obviously Steph, it's still his team. But I think right now you look at that team, I think he's the second best player on their team. He brings a dynamic to them that's nuts. I know how valuable Draymond is. I know what a legend Clay is. Andrew Wiggins, an all-star. But right now, that kid is balling, man. And he's literally allowing them to bring Steph off the bench because they're comfortable starting him without like getting hurt.
It's crazy.
It's obviously the minute restriction. They want Steph in at the end of the game, but that's his game is giving them the freedom to be able to even do that by bringing one of the best point guard of all time off the bench.
How do you think they match up with Phoenix with Poole's emergence?
I mean, I think that's going to be the Western Conference Finals. I think that's you know, and it's going to be a doozy. I think Phoenix still has an edge. I think Phoenix, you know, especially the way CP is playing. I mean, he had an incredible game 1-2. D-Book, Ayton's playing well. Just Phoenix is deep. They play the right way. Monty Williams has them. They're soldiers out there. They play so hard. They're tough. I love Mikal Bridges. I think they match up really well. I think it'll go to 6 or 7 games, but I still would give Phoenix a little bit of the edge. But, man, it's going to be fun.
By the way, Bridges is another classic Villanova guy. I'm watching Brunson the other day, and I'm like, I said on the air, give me 3 Villanova guys on every roster.
Oh, and you'll be just fine.
They're all coachable. None of them were 5-star. None were 1-and-dones. Did you ever play with a Nova guy?
I played with Kyle Lowry my rookie year. He was on the Rockets with me. He was the same kind of way. He was a little different, I guess, but he's still like he's such a floor. He's like another coach on the floor.
Right. That's what Jay Wright recruits. He goes to the Maryland, the D.C. Maryland area, and he goes to that sort of Jesuit league. Good schools, good coaches. The kids have to play defense. There's no BS. They go to Villanova for 3 years. He demands defense. I mean, they had a player this year whose dad was a cop, got no scholarship offers, ended up being co-Big East player of the year. Like, only Villanova does that.
Yeah, it's impressive. I mean, a lot of that has to do with Jay Wright and that system and that culture he's created. It's the guy's a genius. And he's well loved and well respected. But yeah, their players are just like, you want them on your team for sure.
Hey, Hoops fans. Don't just watch all NBA playoff action. Be part of it with FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA. Right now, all new customers, all of them, get a risk-free first bet up to $1,000. Risk-free. Place any bet, NBA playoffs. If you don't win, you get up to $1,000 back in site credit. How about that? The app is safe, easy to use, get your winnings fast. Same game parlays are my favorite. I hit one last week. Tons of betting options. Download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Place your risk-free first bet. Chance to take home a W on basketball's biggest stage. Remember, promo code Colin. Amazing offer. You can't lose. FanDuel. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General Tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's a head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Okay, so you have to give me insight. I'm not bothered that Kyrie flipped fans off. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I get people that give me some crap, but you just, I don't give them fuel. I smile. And there is racist stuff. I've heard bad stuff about Utah, Boston, where it really crosses the line. But in your years of getting it, was there ever a moment, Chandler, where it's just like, oh, I'm just not in the mood. I'm having an off night.
I mean, yeah, and it is. It's funny you say Utah and Boston. Those are two like of the legendary shit talking inappropriate fans where they take it a little bit too far. The Portland's, Oklahoma City, same way, like those guys. But you know what? I love it. I think the banter between the fans and the players is really fun. Obviously, every player has a line, and then if you're struggling in this situation, Kyrie obviously played there. It didn't work out, but and that you know, it's I understand where he's coming from. Like what would. That stuff is for social media almost to talk like that. Like you would never talk to, you would never tell Marcus Smart he sucks like in at a bar, right? Because he'll beat you up. Like he'll beat you up. So it's the fact that they think they can buy a ticket and they just have a free for all to say whatever they want to players isn't exactly fair. But at the same time, you know, Kyrie, you got to rise up. You got to not react to that because big picture. There was no solution. You lost 50 grand and it's only going to get worse next game.
Yeah. I think he's the best finisher under 6'4 I've ever seen in my life. And I've been watching the NBA since 72. I remember watching, sadly, Jerry West, Gail Goodrich, and an old Wilt Chamberlain. That was my first game. And Wilt had the headband. He wasn't very fast. He didn't jump as much. And the first great point guard I saw was Tiny Archibald. People won't remember him, but he played for the Celtics. I think he was number 7. Calvin Murphy wasn't long after that. I've never seen a player like Kyrie. Like, I don't know if it's quickness. I mean, he's obviously got a really pure shot. If I'd never seen Kyrie play, you're a scout, I'm the GM. Describe him to me.
I mean, the guy is just, he's poetry in motion. The guy can shoot. He's slippery. He's smooth with the ball. His layup package, like you said, it's unbelievable. He can go right. He can go left. He can reverse. He has the spin off the glass. He's got a float game to him. He's got a step back. He'll post you up. There's nothing really he can't do with the ball. I think he's an unbelievable player and finisher and ISO player. And that series also, everyone's really talking about Minnesota Memphis. I think that series is the series to watch. That feels like it should be like the finals. Like it's physical. They're getting chippy with the whole shit with Kyrie and the fans. And it's destined for a 7-game series. And that's the series that I think is the one to, you know, it's going to be awesome.
I mean, you had Billy Donovan at Florida, so you've had a great coach, and he's part of the Bulls' resurgence. My question about Steve Nash is, I don't like their end-of-game possessions with Brooklyn. It's just like, it looks like a bad YMCA set. Like, somebody said this to me the other day, that Steve Kerr sort of demands that you kind of fit into the system. They like you to move the ball. And that Kevin Durant maybe doesn't love it. And he kind of likes that left angle shot. Was Donovan ever willing to just freestyle end of possessions?
No, he was more of a structured offensive guy, but he also, I mean, we didn't have a KD or a Kyrie to be able to go straight Rico Hines, pick up basketball and go get a bucket. we had to like run the flex and run the motion and set screens and slip. Like, he's more of a you know, old school offensive mind, but he's a brilliant offensive mind. Like he's such a good player development guy. He's such a cool, relatable coach. And now, you know, playing with him at Florida, it's different. In college, the coach is the guy, right? They're almost like a father figure. They're on you. They're pushing you. They're motivating you. They're holding you accountable, you know, for everything, study hall, class, whatever. So he was more of like and he's a school Patino, right? He was a tough. NBA, you can't really do that as much. It's a player's league. So I think his personality can kind of overshadow that, and he can relate with the guys, but also put his infrastructure of offense in. And I love what they did in the offseason with those guys. And he's done a really good job there. But no, he didn't. He never really had, you know, guys like that to go and get a bucket and just let him.
Who is your favorite? Who is your favorite NBA coach, even if it was as an assistant?
JB Bickerstaff, by far.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Why?
Just the, you know, a lot of coaches preach, you know, this is family. This is where he is. He believes it. He breathes it. Not only is he special with his X and O's and his out of, you know, timeout, play calling and substitutions. He knows the game very well, but he just has a way of relating with players to bring the best out of you. And in the NBA, they're egotistical. They're sensitive. They get pissed. And if you don't mess with the coach, like, you're not going to play as hard for him. So when you see JB, like Cleveland this year, he was my coach of the year until they absolutely shit the bed at the end of the season. But those guys, they ride for him. They play so hard. Those guys, and I know why, like, they love him. Like, that is his guy. He just gets that. He gets it across to them that, you know, they're family, and it's their, there's no personal feelings when you get taken out or if he jumps you, because you have that mutual respect.
You know, I think I was shocked that Cleveland didn't get in. I mean, they had some injuries during the year. Jared Allen injury is a killer for them. But I mean, I saw Mobley make a move in that first playoff game. Dude, he's going to be 27 a night. Like, he is good.
He's the real deal. He's so bouncy. He's got game.
Yeah. So I was talking about, you know, these NBA playoffs historically, number one or two seeds win the title 89% of the time. So I've always had this sort of belief that owners became owners and billionaires because there's a level of greed. But now that the money, you get your money now overwhelmingly from TV networks, not from people in the seats. So I would go three games first round, five games until the finals, and then I would go seven. And a lot of people push back, and the takeaway is, oh my God, what if the favorites lose? And my takeaway is, college gives you one game. Yeah. I mean, you played on a Florida team that won back-to-backs. You guys know when to switch it on, switch it off. It is, and the other thing is, we're seeing a ton, Chandler, of injuries the last 3 years. Now, some of these guys, they have more power and money, they take games off. But I do think something's happening in the league where it's more of a cardio league. It's not as physical. And I'm seeing so many calf injuries.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, you talk to these guys, not all these days off are serious injuries, but it does feel like there's a lot more tweaks. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. Like if the Dallas series was a five-game series, would Luka play tonight? You know what I mean? Like, is it, I mean, the season is long, and the preseason when I was playing, it was way too long. It was a 2-week training camp, 7 preseason games. You'd have to go to China and play, you know, 2 international preseason games, and then you play 82 games, and then you hit the playoffs. So like it was a lot. And I think with the amount of injuries, I think that's obviously, you know, a big issue and a big deal. But yeah, I mean, I could see shorten it, like, you know, NFL, these guys, they get one chance, and you lose, and, you know, the Chiefs lose, they're done.
Yeah.
So I think it will eliminate a lot of the resting, and I think it will eliminate a lot of the stuff. But, you know, I'm old school. I love, like, now that I'm out of it, I'm glad there's 7. Like, I want to watch Minnesota Memphis play for 7 games. I want to watch the Celtics Nets play for 7 games. I'd hate for it to be shortened. But it does. It, you do have a good point.
You know, we got into this Patrick Beverley thing the other day, is that, you know, everybody in the media overreacts. And my takeaway is, I saw Bill Laimbeer tackle guys. Okay. So Pat Bev's just annoying. I mean, we don't even have a hand check now. So what's the line? Like Tony Allen was really physical, like really, but I never felt he was cheap. I thought Laimbeer was cheap. What is the line? Like, how is Beverly viewed among players?
Yeah. And I played with TA. I played with Patrick Beverly in Houston. So I played with both those guys, and they're very similar. They're both from Chicago. They both talk a lot, and they both back it up. They're both very physical. And both those guys, I think they realize that's their craft, right? Their stats don't really show, you know, their impact. But with a guy like Pat Bev, it's refreshing to see a guy like that still care as much, and it's contagious, and he gets the guys jacked up almost to a fault where when you're watching it from the outside, it's kind of obnoxious and you like it's
oh God, it is.
It's a little much, but that's his talent. Like, and that is a talent that he has this mindset every day that he's just gonna go in and he's gonna annoy and he's gonna pester and he's gonna play physical and try and make it miserable for John Morant for seven games if it goes that far. Because he knows he's not gonna have 30. He knows he's not gonna have the ball at the game on the line to win the game. So that's how he can impact winning for his team. And it's a talent. And it is, I mean, the jumping on the table, doing all this stuff, it's a lot, but it is at the same time, it's kind of refreshing that someone like that cares that much about, you know, making the playoffs. That's usually not the standard, right? Usually like, it's like we're competing for a championship. Right. That guy with everything that happened in Minnesota and him with the Clippers, he really cared and he really wanted it. And you can see the guy's like, he's a goon from Chicago and he's crying that he made the playoffs. It's pretty impressive.
When was the first guy? Because nobody stopped you in high school. You dominate college. Who was the first guy in the NBA that guarded you and you were like, oh shit, I can't beat him off the dribble?
It's interesting. My fifth game, the Rockets started off like 1-4 my rookie year. Coach McHale, Kevin McHale is my head coach, and JB Bickerstaff was my assistant. And I was getting garbage spot minutes. I didn't really play. And we go to Oklahoma City, and you know, you go to 3 hours before when you're a rookie. You're shooting at 4 o'clock for a 7:30 game. And McHale goes in there and he writes the lineups on the board. And, you know, it's like Lowry, Westbrook. And then it goes back and forth and it says Parsons, Durant. So I'm starting my first game ever, my fifth game of my career against Kevin Durant. But what I didn't realize is that I wasn't good enough or respected enough for him to guard me. So I had Cephalosha guarding me. And that dude was a glove. It was the guy, I couldn't get by him. He was faster than me. He was stronger than me. He was way disciplined on my shot fake. He like knew all our plays in advance. Like he was a very, very, very good defensive player that I always struggled against.
So that night you go home, are you just thinking, shit, man, this league, I don't know.
Because even in college, you know, you get away with, you know, being more physical or better or taller, and you can still go out and have 30 against Chattanooga. There's no Chattanoogas in the NBA, right? There's a five-star recruit on the other end. No matter how bad or well he's playing, he's elite. And so, yeah, you learn real fast that this is, you know, it's a tough league. And no matter how good you play or no matter how bad you play, there's 82 games, so you got to move on regardless.
Mark Few at Gonzaga was on that USA basketball team, and I asked him once about Kevin Durant, and he said, okay, he goes, just think of how great the talent is on USA basketball. And then offensively, Durant is significantly better than every other player offensively.
Yeah, he's the guy on the team with all the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Mark said, he said you really couldn't defend him. Is that if he wanted a shot, you know, Chandler, I always said that in the NBA, we all think everybody can get their shot, but there's probably 20 guys in the league that can really, truly get their shot. It's as many as you think.
No, there's the elite shot creators, but it's funny because like my boys back home, they'll make fun of a player, right? They'll be like, oh, Brian Scalabrine, he's trash. Or like, oh, I would have been. And I'm like, do you know what this man would do to you if you tried to guard him? Like, you know how good you have to be the worst player on an NBA team? So it's funny, like when like my normal friends, like they'll swatch an NBA game and it looks like they're horrible because guys like Cephalosha or Tony Allen or Patrick Beverley are guarding you. But like they think they'd like to compare it to their, you know, LA Fitness Rec League game.
Well, the first time I met Steve Nash, so for years I watched Steve Nash, and he had, remember the Amari team, and Nash always looked so tiny on the floor, and then he now works out at my athletic club in LA, and I'm 6'2", 190, and he's like significantly taller than me, and right. By the way, that dude can get on a treadmill for 4 hours, like,
yeah.
And I was a marathon runner, and I remember watching him work out, and I was like, the hell?
Yeah, it's you'll even see that in college too. Like when throughout my 4 years at Florida, there were so many really, really good college players, like Jamont Gordon from Mississippi State or Sundiata Gaines from Georgia. They just never made the NBA, and they were so good even in the high major Division I basketball team, and didn't sniff the NBA. It's tough.
You know, you had an accident, hit by a drunk driver, that really ended your career early. You're not bitter. And I think about this, and I didn't know if I was going to ask you about it, but I think if somebody ended my broadcasting career early, like I'd probably be bitter. Not like get fired. Like what if somebody slashed my throat?
Right.
I mean, or something. Yeah. But there had to be times, Chandler, where Jesus, this is your love. It's your passion. You gave your world to it. You're not bitter though.
No, I mean, I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm bitter. I think, listen, my whole dream as a kid from Orlando was to make the NBA and play in the NBA. I never had any aspirations after that. Never even thought it was possible. Right. I was the kid watching Orlando Magic in my parents' house. And then every time out, I would run outside of my backyard and act like Penny and do what he did. Like, I thought these guys were freaks. I thought they were aliens. I thought there's no way I'd ever be them. And then I had success in the NBA, and you know, I obviously my career was riddled by knee injuries towards the end there,
right.
But yeah, it sucks to be, you know, this is the love of my life and it was taken away from me out of nowhere. But I think timing is everything. Everything that happened in the world the last 2 years was shitty. I got married. I had a child. So like you kind of put things in perspective where things that are bigger than basketball, and that
right.
kind of helps me, you know, not be that bitter old head. That's like watching these guys now play and get paid and think, I'm better than them. I should still be playing. You know, I did a great job connecting with people and having a career after basketball. So yeah, it sucks. I wish I could still be playing, but now I get to hang out and talk to cool guys like you.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Do you remember the first moment? Take me to the first moment, and this had to be crazy, that you said, I can play in this league. I think I can be a pro.
Yeah. Like I said, after that first start is really like, because I love Kevin McHale growing up. I love Larry Bird. I love Robert, I love the Celtics. I watched every basketball game. I was obsessed. And to have Kevin McHale as my head coach put me in the starting lineup of an NBA team was my first kind of like eye-opening, like, holy shit, like, this is real. And then we went on like a winning streak when I was starting, and I was starting to have, like, I would start to score points, and I was having 20. And then I was like in the rookie all-star game. And like, that's really when it set in, because my draft, I was a 38th pick, and it was like, yep, Kyrie, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard. Like, it was a really good draft. And I made the rookie game playing against those guys. And I was like, that's where I kind of officially was like, all right, like I'm here to stay. Like, this isn't just, you know, a fluke. Like, and that's where I started kind of focusing and, you know, dieting and weight room and stuff like that. But that was kind of the first initial, like, wow, like I really did, I made it, and I'm here.
Well, I'm watching these playoffs. Final question. I'm watching these playoffs like you. And I do think Boston, Brooklyn's the best series for me. Like, nothing against Memphis, Minnesota, but they're so damn young. I just don't, yeah. I don't see those teams getting past the Suns. Because I always think the NBA, and I think you probably do too, it's just steps. Like, you just can't walk in and fly through the playoffs. The right. Lowest seed that's ever won is Houston in the mid-90s. And they had Drexler and Olajuwon, and they won the year before.
Like, they beat Orlando.
Yeah, so like, yeah. 6-7 seeds, like, it's not going to happen. It's seven-game series. But the one team that's interesting is Golden State, because even though it's been sporadic, guys have been hurt, there's just Kuminga and Poole. And give me a little of their magic. Give me a moment playing them that I can't see on the floor. I can't tell, because there's nobody that quite – I mean, Chandler, when they started this thing about 10 years ago – they were shooting 33s and people were shooting like 8.
Right.
Like, when was the first moment you faced this group of guys and it was like no basketball you'd ever been on the floor against?
Yeah, it was, you know, they did really good in the draft. You know, they drafted so well. They went from like Steph to Clay to Harrison Barnes and Draymond to like they really did well in the draft. And then they added pieces around that. Obviously, you know, they hit with quite possibly the two best shooters of all time. And then you get a guy like Draymond, who isn't the most talented, isn't the most skilled player, but plays his role so well. He defends. He's the perfect fit for those two guys. And then you add pieces like Iguodala, and then you draft. You get, again, a guy like Jordan Poole now. And they just, you know, obviously it stems from Steph and Clay, those guys being able to shoot the ball at an elite level. I think Steve Kerr's offense is fantastic. You know, him and Phoenix, like he had a fantastic offensive system, pick and roll threes. And it's just impossible to guard. They never stop moving. They're in unbelievable condition. They're interchangeable. They switch. They don't have, and for the two of the best shooters of all time, they have no egos. Those guys are like, I feel like I didn't play there, but they're like the most unselfish, you know, selfless stars ever. Like those guys, they're not like egotistical. They're not feeling themselves, and they should be. I mean, they're a little flashy when they play, but like they're very grounded, humble dudes. I know both of them very well. They're awesome. And they love to play and they have fun and they have fun playing with each other. And I still don't think they'll get past Phoenix this year, but them healthy with Jordan Poole playing the way he's playing, it's going to be a great series. And yeah, those guys, they changed the game forever, man. Almost Steph almost ruined the game because now these kids, I went to a game the other day, these kids are just taking the most horrific shots. And now everybody wants to be Steph Curry. But it's the guy's a trend. He's a video game, man. He changed everything.
He took a shot the other night. He didn't even set. It was a foot inbounds. And I'm like, I mean, you'd have been yelled. Your coach would pull you off the floor 12 years ago. He gets ball from floor to hand faster than anybody I've ever seen. But floor to shooting. And it's not half a second.
His release is quick. It's whether if it's off the dribble or coming off the screen, he just needs a second, man. It's going up from whatever distance. And the thing the other night was funny when, you know, the technical free throw where it was either him or Poole and then he missed two of them. Do you think Poole shoots the next one?
Well, I think there's a reverence to Steph. Like, I just think Steph's earned the right.
No doubt.
To make.
But I think, honestly, that's what I'm saying. He's the kind of star that you'd be like, you know what? You're number one in free throw percentage. You take this one, so you miss.
Poole's 91%. I think he is the best shooter in the league.
He is. I think he's the number one free throw shooter. But I mean, obviously Steph can veto that. But I think Steph is the kind of star where that's just a small example where next time there's a tech, watch. I guarantee you Jordan Poole shoots if they're both on the court.
Great seeing you, buddy. I'm glad you had a good day. Gave us 25 minutes. It was great.
Awesome. Thanks, bro. Talk to you later.
The Volume.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.